This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And so Ibn Qayyim, he says, as for the signs of venerating the prohibitions of Allah, then they include, and he mentions two things. The first is being vigilant in avoiding places and situations where prohibited things, their causes, and what invites to them are found. He says it also entails avoiding all the means by which they are approached, fleeing from places which have forms and images. So here he mentions as-suwar. And whenever Ibn Qayyim mentions as-suwar in many of his different works, what he means by that is images of fitna. Images of women, them being a fitna for one. And so he says, fleeing from places that have these images that lead to temptation out of fear of being tempted by them. So here he mentions several ways of staying away from sins. And basically what we can say here is that these things help one after repentance. If we were to observe these things that Ibn Qayyim mentions here, we realize that what he's talking about is closing the door after repentance. You know, you've repented from a certain sin, and now you're trying to fulfill the conditions of a sincere repentance. And that is feeling remorse, regret. You have that. Immediately stopping the sin. Okay, you've done that. And then the third condition is one of the most difficult. And that is making a firm intention and determination to never go back to that sin ever again. And so what you need to do in order to fulfill that condition is you need to basically close all of the doors that are going to lead you back to that sin. And so that is what he's talking about here. Being vigilant in avoiding places and situations where prohibited things, their causes, and whatever invites to them are found. That includes everything that can lead you to go back to that sin. And so it could be someone, he was involved in the sin of looking at haram, let's say for example pornography. What he needs to do is he needs to completely stay away from whatever websites or whatever apps that can be a source of fitna and make him fall back into the sin again. It could be that he had a haram relationship with another girl, or a girl had a haram relationship with another guy. Part of your repentance is to block that other person, to get rid of the app that you were communicating with that person through that app, etc. So you need to completely block all of these roads that are going to lead you back to that sin.